On a freezing day in mid-March, several dozen rallygoers stand among snow piles in downtown Appleton. They're focused on rights they say are at stake in Wisconsin's pivotal state Supreme Court election. And for many in attendance, like Emma Keel, one issue stands out. That's because there's a good chance that whoever wins this election will hear a lawsuit over Wisconsin's abortion ban.
As a 26-year-old woman living in Wisconsin, I want to have autonomy over my body.
Wisconsin's court race has attracted national attention. Millions of dollars have poured in, and it's motivating voters like Whitney Bouchard, who might not normally be out in the cold for a race like this one.
This is new for me, yes. I've definitely supported Wisconsin politics in the past, but getting this involved is new to me, and I think I just realize how much of an impact these things have, and I don't think everybody does.
Ostensibly, this is a nonpartisan race, but the two candidates are favored by the two ends of the ideological spectrum. The conservative favorite, former Justice Dan Kelly, has done work for an anti-abortion group, while Judge Janet Protasiewicz has been outspoken in her support for abortion rights. Abortion's been outlawed here since last summer, when Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. That ruling reinstated a Wisconsin law first written in 1849 banning abortion. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has filed a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's ban. It's expected to go before the state Supreme Court at some point after the winner of this election is sworn into office.
I think Wisconsin's going to be kind of like a laboratory for both sides as they try to figure out how to influence state Supreme Court elections.
Mary Ziegler is a leading historian of the U.S. abortion debate. She says abortion was not a top issue for most voters before last year, but that's changed, especially in a state like Wisconsin.
You also have seen, I think, a shift in intensity of preference on abortion among a lot of Democrats. And I think some questions among some Republicans, especially around laws like Wisconsin's that don't have exceptions.
Ziegler says Wisconsin will be a model for other judiciary races going forward. Anti-abortion activists are aware of the stakes, and they're looking to preserve the legal victory they achieved last summer. Gracie Skogman, the legislative director of Wisconsin Right to Life, said she's never seen a response like this from anti-abortion activists.
This is the most impactful election for the pro-life base here in Wisconsin now that there is a tangible law that's on the line.
Douglas Keith is an attorney with the Brennan Center for Justice, which tracks spending in high court races. Keith says there's a reason the Wisconsin race has already shattered national records for spending.
Spending is increasing with the recognition that these courts are going to be the courts that are deciding some of the highest profile, most politically charged legal questions.
National groups have gotten involved in other ways, too. In January, the National Women's March held its flagship event in Madison to draw attention to the race. Jennifer Knox, the organizing director for Working Families Power, said the most important thing activists could do was invest some of their time in Wisconsin.
This is the single place in 2023 that really does reflect that abortion rights are on the ballot.
To hear Knox describe it, the stakes of the court race couldn't be more clear. She says whoever wins will decide whether abortion in Wisconsin is legal or not. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.